you don't really realize it until you've fabbed up a mechanical room and you've pressed a dozen 4-inch joints, and you went, I did that in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, or less. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. The level of, you know, ability that that one tool gives a contractor or just even a single installer.
Right.
Everybody, we are the Make Trades Great Again podcast. We do stream everywhere, 2 episodes a week, and I think you're going to find it interesting if you tune in, give us a shot. We'd really appreciate it. Today we have Becky.
Hello.
You, Becky, what is your title officially now? Because it's changed since the last time.
Yeah. Director of Brand and Engagement.
Brand and Engagement with Ridge Tool Company, or as we know in the industry, Rigid. That's
yes, right. Rigid. The brand Rigid. And Greenlee.
And Greenlee now.
Yep. Our sister company specializing in electrical and utility tools.
Awesome. And Michael Provenzano, your director of marketing for Rigid.
Yes, for a press connection category.
For the press connection category, which Andy and I are super familiar with, press tools, press technology. We've been using it for years and years.
Yep.
And that's where Rigid really is probably best known in the social scene for your tools, and besides drain cleaning, of course, but like your piping today in 2024, your piping system tools, I mean, iconically is going to be, we're going to think of press tools right away when we think of Rigid. Is that right?
It tends to grab the most traction on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get the most engagement on our press posts. Specifically the ones that you guys post.
Well, funny how that works.
Well, that leads to my first question. So what do you think resonates most with Rigid's customers or the HVAC, piping, plumbing, heating in the industry, like when it comes to the Rigid catalog?
So for me, when you look at our employees, they're incredibly passionate. They're incredibly dedicated to their work. And that's reflected in the products that we offer. And, you know, I think that's what resonates with our customers. When you look at our customers, extremely passionate individuals. They're all dedicated to the trades. And it's really represented within the products that we make and the employees that we have within Rigid.
Dedication, like, as in, like, could you believe that I've even met people that have tattoos of your products on their bodies?
I'd say that's dedicated.
Do you have one?
Do I have one? Well, it's uncertain if it's me or if I'm speaking of somebody else. But, I could say Eric in the third term, right? Is that appropriate here? Yeah, no.
That works.
No, of course. Yeah, I do. But, yeah, dedication and from not only just from your fans of your brand and users of your product, but reciprocated because we recognize that in your
organization, our employees. It's twofold. It's our employees. You've been through our plant before, at our headquarters in Elyria, Ohio, where we manufacture a ton of our tools, one being the iconic Rigid wrench. And you can see it firsthand in the passion of our employees. Also, there's generations, you know, we talk about our brand and how our tools get passed down from generation to generation. That only doesn't just hold true with our customers. It also holds true internally. There's dozens of instances where we have uncles, nephews, dads, sons in our plant, as well as our offices. So there's a lot of heritage within our brand, both internally and externally, and the passion's very strong, so strong. You know, it's fun managing this brand, to see the passion. It's not often that you see brands on people's, that they carry around all day on their sleeve, literally, not just gear, but tattoos, and it's a lot of fun. We even have some employees that have tattoos of our brand or pipe wrench or whatever tool category. They may have worked on the line for a decade or more. That speaks volumes to what our brand means to people.
There's a special relationship with the brand.
For sure.
And you talked about it with the fathers and the hand-me-down type of thing. But there's also a relationship from a Rigid personnel perspective. I mean, we try to get out on job sites as often as we possibly can. We have our sales team. They're out there on the job site every day talking with our customers. And most of the time, it's not even about product. It's simply building relationships with these individuals. And that's central to the Rigid brand. I think that's, again, why we resonate with our customers.
I would say that it's always interesting to me, you know, to get out amongst the entire tool industry. There's so much loyalty one way or another, and Rigid is one of those that if you went out on a job site and were like, hey, try out this new tool wrench from XYZ, and there was rigid there, they're going to probably beat you off the job site. You know, so
it's the guy in a rigid shirt. Yeah, well, did I just notice that?
Maybe. I don't know. Might have a little bit of passion there.
I think you are passionate. So the passion, though, and the recognition you guys have achieved through all this, you know, years and years, decades, and in fact, 100 years of being in business. So that's a huge part of what everybody's talking about now, what you guys have been talking about for the last couple of years. You turned 100 years old. Becky, I know you've only been there for like 90 of them, but the... No, just kidding, everybody. Becky and I are friends, so I can say that. But no,
to be determined.
Yeah, well, we used to be friends. No,
as of yesterday, not sure. TBD. I like that.
How was that? How has the 100-year anniversary been received, and how has it been like within the ranks of Rigid? Has it been just exciting?
It's been more than exciting. So we embarked on our 100-year anniversary in January 2023. A lot of planning went into it over the course of really from 2021 into 2023. It was a 2-year plan. It's a huge milestone. We took it very seriously. It was fun to celebrate alongside not only like our local community, also our employees. We did a ton internally, obviously our customers and media. So it really, we encompassed everybody and got everybody involved. We celebrated the people that made us who we were throughout the years. And it's humbling to see, you know, where we started and where we are today and just our acceptance in the marketplace and, you know, how much people really value our brand. The water tower, the iconic water tower, I mean, that's a staple in Elyria. It's cool. You know, you talk to community members and stuff. Everyone knows Rigid. Everyone knows someone that worked there, whether it was their aunt, uncle. There's always a story. This summer we did a open house. We were able to open it not just to employees, but to employees' families. It was a full-day event. We had things set up for kids and nieces, nephews, whoever. Also retirees, so that was fun. We also had, in January, we launched the Rigid Wrenched 100 beer. So that was fun. Not many brands get to do that. So we partnered with a local brewery about a half mile from our headquarters. And we labeled the beer Wrenched 100. It was the IPA. And it was a ton of fun. So we celebrated all year. We did cheers. We sent our customers, you know, the glasses. And then we also had the cans and customers were able to buy it. We sent it to media. Our employees all got some. We had it at our open house. So it was a lot of fun. And we know our customers, right? They like to crack open a cold one and enjoy a cold beer. So that was a lot of fun. Rigid experience this year, first ever. We opened it up and we had a contest and had our European friends over.
Yeah.
I know you guys know some of them that attended. So that was a lot of fun for them, being able to walk through our plant, our schoolhouse, and then our Rigid Experience contest that we did in June for the state or for North America. That was fun. And we had a special version of it this year with it being our 100-year anniversary. So a lot of celebration. And then just recently, the 100-year wrench, that was something that we gave to all of our staff as well as media. So lucky winner here today will get one too.
Heck yeah, we brought one with us. So after 100 years, there's no way you don't get to the 100-year mark without paying attention to your customer and just identifying all the challenges that they have in front of them every single day, whether it's running their small businesses, whether it's literally just the apprentice learning how to do a task and using a tool maybe for the first time. So how do you guys go about that process and really understanding your customers and how to help them?
Yeah, that goes back to being on the job site. Like, more we're out with our customers, the more we're recognizing their pain points, and the more we see their pain points, the better ability that we have to address those issues. You know, we're geared towards making people more productive, making their jobs easier, making their jobs safer, and when we see issues on the job site with a tool, or opportunities where a tool might be needed to address one of those challenges, that's where we're focused. And then we have a world-class engineering team to help overcome some of the technical challenges to get there. So it's really a fun process to be a part of. It's great to be out on those job sites with the individuals and recognizing, you know, hey, how can we help these tradespeople?
Yeah.
And I'm going to add one more thing. Everything we do is customer-centric. And I think one thing that our brand does, and whether you're a territory manager, product management, engineer, we do a really good job listening. And it's not just on the job site. It's also, you know, we talk about social media and everything that we do there. Social media for us is not just a one-way communication tool for us to promote the brand and get in front of people on the new features and benefits. It's also has been a really great listening tool for us. So a lot of the information that we get, it gets shared internally and we use it. I can't think of recently, at least in the last few years, like meetings that we've had where we're talking about what's next. It's because of, you know, our customers and comments they made and themes that we picked up on. And then we dig deeper into that.
Well, that's what I was going to say is it seems like, you know, as I've seen the evolution of press tools, of your tools in general, is that you can see that evolution change from the model from last year and the model from 10 years ago, you know, and just the usability of it and how much easier, you know, more compact that, you know, the new rings and close quarters jaws and stuff. I mean, you just don't go, oh, let's just make something, you know, it's usually a feedback thing. And it's cool to see that kind of stuff continually evolve.
Yeah. Yeah. Over the last 5 years, we've launched 4 new press tools. And we know that everybody wants their tools to be smaller and lighter. And, you know, we pride ourselves on that. We pride ourselves on making our tools as ergonomic as possible. Right. But we also want to build in the features that, again, make them more productive, make their lives easier on the job site. So, you know, we build in best-in-class lighting, you know, the ability to swivel with the tool, allow you to access fittings that you normally couldn't access so people don't have to break out the torch. That's really a focus, and that's just specific to pressing, but we do that across all of our categories as well.
One of the biggest challenges we face, I think, outside of tooling and everything is just this constant change in our market and in our industry where new technology is coming on. Government mandates are forcing new technology where we're maybe the industry isn't completely ready. And we're told we can no longer buy equipment. We have to learn how, you know, new processes, new piping systems, new ventilation systems, all that. Where is the biggest, where do you guys see from Ridge's point of view, the biggest opportunity when it comes to it, like helping us as tradespeople run our businesses better or perform the job more efficiently?
It's going to be in a variety of areas. And I think one thing is the uptime. Making sure that those tools have the battery power to run as long as possible, as long as you possibly can need. When you look at our drain cleaning side of the business, we have tools that are on our FXP platform that give you, like if you need 30 minutes, we're going to give you 45 minutes of runtime. We have tools that are on our 18-volt platform. For press tools, you get 325 presses per charge on our standard tool. Most of the time, people are only doing less than that. So you know, we want to address those challenges in that way. And a lot of that's related to uptime.
So 100 years, what we're coming on 101 already, right? Isn't that officially?
101 this month, yeah.
Yeah. So like, what is 110 years for Ridge? What is 105 years? What's next for Ridge? As we look immediately or further down the road, something that you can talk about, I understand. We've had conversations where they don't have to be off the record, but on the record, what's next for Ridge?
So one thing I would say is with the brand that's as entrenched in the industry as we are and with so many different product categories, we're going to have a lot of milestones along the way. This year, we're actually celebrating 25 years of press within North America. So 25 years ago, approximately, we made an acquisition. We recognized an opportunity for press technology, which was much more popular over in Europe at that time. And we recognized that, hey, let's bring this to North America. We partnered with Vega and we brought that to North America. It's those types of things that we like to recognize and bring to the forefront of the industry.
After 25 years of press, though, you still have critics or you're still trying to win people over. I know we see it on the media side of things, when we share information, whether it's on the podcast or feedback we get on our social media, are you finding with this technology, are you having challenges with builders or building owners or any kind of pushback on architects, engineers that are specifying products? Are we still seeing that 25 years into this kind of technology? Just really, honestly, my career is 25 years old. So I've been around in this industry for only as long as your technology has or the technology you helped build.
Yeah. Yeah. every day that goes by, the skepticism around press is less and less. The people that actually try press, that get into press, they'll recognize that ROI, that benefit, that return on investment very quickly. And we look to accelerate that. In about a year ago, we launched our RP115, and that was 100% geared towards individuals that were skeptical of press. Oftentimes, those are the one-truck plumbers, or people that, you know, didn't want to make the investment to outfit 10 different trucks or sharing two tools across a, you know, their 10 trucks. So we recognize the opportunity to really provide an entry-level tool to those individuals that only did up to 3/4 inch, but covered 75% of the fittings installed or 95% of the jobs, and really allow people to experience press in a way that was, I guess, a little bit more affordable to them initially. And what we see is as people get into it, they recognize, hey, this is extremely productive for me. I can get either on to my next job, or I can get home to my family quicker.
Add one more job to your day, right? And it's not only, I don't know if it's so much, there's obviously some skeptics out there, but I think also part of it is awareness, and that's what we're doing on social, and it is new technology. 25 years obviously isn't that new, but it's one of those things like seeing is believing, and you know, you see people today demoing the tools. I think it's one of those things, they see it, they believe it, they demo it, and that's what we push our, you know, our national sales team, they're doing that. You'll see like Vega, they do the road shows with their trucks, really just having people put the tool in their hand and try it, and it gives them like a reason to believe. And then also accessibility to the press tools. I mean, it used to only be available through like traditional distribution. Look at the landscape in retail now. Home Depot now has your Vega fittings, right? Look online.
Right.
So you didn't see that 2 years ago even.
Yeah.
So the landscape on accessibility has changed, and I think it's becoming more and more, I guess, people, the education on it and the awareness on it has grown so much over the years.
Yeah, I think one of the things I've taken away from it is we've got an RP350 that we run, and we've just here in the last year picked up Megapress XL jaws to go up through 4-inch. Megapress, and Eric was just out in Missoula, and we did a video, and it's putting that fitting system, I mean, you come see it at the trade show, it's like, wow, this thing's huge, that's really cool, it's super fast. You don't really realize it until you've fabbed up a mechanical room and you've pressed a dozen 4-inch joints, and you went, I did that in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, or less.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. The level of, you know, ability that one tool gives a contractor or just even a single installer.
Right. That's just your example too. Like think of the efficiency. Oh, yeah. One person, no fire watch, no, not dangerous. And like, think of like the setting, like if you have to, for example, hospitals, like you can't just go in, like they have to evacuate the floor, et cetera. So there's so many more efficiencies, but until you try it.
Right.
Well, something we talk about a lot on the podcast is just efficiency, like you guys are already, but as a contractor, somebody going out and doing service type work. And so Andy and I do very similar work in our businesses, but it's always customer focus. How can I inconvenience my customer the least? How can I be more efficient and more profitable? And so that starts with technology like that. Of course, we all try new technology, or we're at least open to it initially, or it's trying to be sold to us. And maybe some people are initially skeptical. I'm not sure, but I'm a early adopter kind of guy, as you guys know that well. But the efficiency is the number one thing. And then ultimately, I do know this to be true, and it's not conversations I have with my customers, but it's the feedback I get is very clear. You were in and out fast. It didn't smell, or I didn't hear you, you know, making a lot of noise down there. And it's because I can diagnose problems quickly, and with the technology, I can get that problem fixed fast and safely. So that's the other thing too. And we're working in historic homes, or in my case, a lot of times I'm working in, you know, old farmhouses that are 120 years old.
Yeah.
If I start up a torch in their basement, whether I'm working on a refrigeration system, a heating system, you name it, that's a risk. It just is truly a risk, not because my insurance company tells me so. It's literally because I could burn their house down if you're not careful, or if you leave too soon, you didn't notice something was wrong, right? Mistakes are made. I'm not going to burn an apartment building down, a 120-year-old farmhouse down, or anything with a press tool. It's just not going to happen. And so efficiency, safety, that's huge to me in my business. So I think you guys are great. I think the products are great. I'm glad you guys are on here. As far as, you know, the what's next, it's cool to see you guys looking at what your customers are doing now. and where you're going with the technology in the future, and how it's changed so much just recently. Like you said, you can go to Home Depot now and buy this stuff that, you know, 25 years ago was, people were skeptical.
Sure.
Of, you right. know, it's changed quite a bit.
Well, I mean, not even 25 years ago. Like think of the retail setting three years ago, right?
Yeah, just a few years ago for sure. Changing. We got people piling in because they know there's going to be a tool giveaway.
We know who's not going to win.
Becky, Michael, thanks for coming on. Andy, you want to add anything before we go?
I don't think so. I'm just, like I say, excited to be, you know, be able to talk to you guys about it and keep this thing moving.
He's fanboying over here with this rigid shirt on.
Well, I mean, he's got the shirt. You got the tattoo.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody that.
I might even have some socks on from the other night.
Oh, he's even wears rigid socks. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how credible this interview was. I feel like everybody sitting here is like, what the heck? Yeah. These guys, like, do you work for the company?
I mean, I have mechanical hub socks.
Wait, are you guys hiring?
I have mechanical hub socks.
You have Wait, I don't have mechanical hub socks. Not yet.
Are we hiring?
Hey. Heather, can we get mechanical hub socks?
You know, I'd hire Heather in a heartbeat. I don't know about you two.
Listen to that. Thank you guys for joining us. Thanks everybody for listening. I know it's, you know, super fun listening to a podcast live. I think it's great. It's fun having you guys here. If you haven't subscribed already, if you haven't checked out our show, we stream everywhere. I mean, everybody knows the podcast is, right? We're even on YouTube. We do video. You're going to be on video.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
And it's Make Trades Great Again. And like I said, find us anywhere. Do really appreciate it. And thank you guys for coming on the show.